Okay, the way you say today's daf is daf Tzadik Ches. We're holding in the middle of a fairly lengthy discussion which started off with Omer Shmuel, which is two lines before the wide light. So just to remind us, that is on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, just to remind us exactly what we're talking about, we had starting in our Mishnah, and then we had further in the Gemara, that if you had Kodshim, for instance, Kodshim mixed with Chulin, or Kodshim of Kodshi Kudishim mixed with Kodshim Kalim, so then, if it's Benoising Tam, then the Kodshim can give a Tam into the Chulin, or the Kodshi Kudishim can give a Tam into the Kodshim Kalim, and then you have to be careful that the Kalim are Ne'echolim Kachamurim Shebehen. So for instance, if you had Kodshim giving a Tam into Chulin, a Tam that is, you can tell, oh, I feel the Kodshim in the Chulin. So then, of course, if it's Kodshim Kudishim, it can only be eaten by Kehanim, it can only be eaten in the Azara. If it's Kodshim Kalim, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And so on and so forth. If it's not Noisin Tam, then it becomes bottle in that other substance. So for instance, if the Kodshim does not give a Tam into the Chulin, then you just treat the Chulin like regular Chulin. No problem. Okay, that's what we have in the Mishnah. Now, how do we know this din? That if, for instance, a Karm Chattas is together with Chulin, or a Karm Chattas together with a Shlomim, that it can impart the Tam and make that other item now have the same Chumra as the Chattas L'Mashal? So Gemara said, because we have a Pasuk in the Torah. Kol HaShegiga B'Bsora Yikdosh. We started the drasha on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Omer Aleph, all the way in the bottom. Two lines from the end of the Omer Aleph yesterday, Tzadik Zayin Omer Aleph, Torah Rabbanu Kol HaShegiga, the whole pasuk is Kol HaShegiga B'Bsora Yikdosh, the Gemara says Yochal HaShegiga, Yochal HaTzileh Shalei Bala. I would think just that they touch each other, but there was no B'liya, then that second substance also get like the Chumris of the first. Now this is not so difficult to understand. If you have two items in the refrigerator, and you have a piece of cheese, and it happens to touch a piece of meat, and they touch each other. Mm-hmm. However, it just was a simple touch. So what are you going to do is, of course, you're just going to rinse off both sides, maybe cut off a drop just to make sure. But there's no b'liya because they were both totally cold. So I would think, Yochal HaShegiga, Afilu Shelo Yibala, Tam Elohim, it's got to be Bibsara. What means Bibsara? Ashiyivla Bibsara, that the Tam of the original Chatzos L'Moshel was Nivla in the Basar, in that second item that touched it, whether it was Chulin, Kachim Kalim, etc. What do you have to do with it? The Gemara told us you have to go and cut off a piece. That was yesterday's Gemara. So now we know from the Pasuk V'Gabi Kor Mechatos that if the other item is Boleya, then it has to be Nidoin K'choymer Sheba. So now going to the third line before the wide lines on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Ashkechon Chatos D'miskadesh, it really should be D'mekadeshes B'Belua. I find that the Chatos can go and infuse Kedusha B'Belua in a second substance based on this Pasuk. Kol HaShegiga B'Bsara Yikdosh. That Pasuk is in the Parsha of Parshas Chatos. But how do I know Shar Kodshim Inolan? How do I know that if I have an Oila, which touches Chulin, or Mincha, or an Asham, or Miluam, or whatever, that they touch Chulin, or they touch Kachem Kalim, how do I know that they too infuse them with the Choymesh Aminolam? Omeshmu Mishum Reb Lozar, I have a Pasuk, and then I'm going to darshan every one of the words of the Pasuk, because there's a Hekish. The Pasuk says, Zoisa Torah La'oil La'mincha, V'lachatz V'l'Asham La'miluam, Now this pasuk is a very beautiful pasuk. It's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav after the Torah has gone through in some detail Hilchos, Oila, Mincha, Chatos, etc. So this is a nice succinct summary all the way at the end. Now for modern day author, after going through all the descriptions and having a succinct summary, which is very, very nice, and that's where you would typically find in books and all the rest. I'm sorry?
In Kaili, yeah,
we say... In Kaili?
Yeah, La Mincha, you know, before Musaf.
Kaili?
Kaili, yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, beautiful. Good. So now, what the Gemara is asking is, that's all great if you want to talk poetically and you want to talk how writers write, but typically, as you know, whenever you have a pasuk in the Torah, which seems to be unnecessary, so why does the Torah go and repeat those? If I go through the parashia, I see the parashia talking about an oilam et ha-mincha et ha-chatzos. Oh, so says Gemara, says Shmuel Mishum Reb Lazer come to teach us from a Hekish that every halacha that applies, not every halacha, but many halachas that apply to an Oila, similarly apply now to the Mincha, the Chattas, the Yashem. And halachas that apply to the Mincha apply now to the Oila and to the Chattas. In other words, I'm going to learn from each one a halacha which I'm going to apply to all the others in the Pasuk. And we'll eventually get to our question, how do I know that just like a Chattas can be Mekadosh Bebelua, Shar Kodshim are also Mekadosh Bebelua. So we go in order of the Pasuk. We start off La'oila, Minch, L'chatzah, L'ashm, L'lum, Zevach HaShlam, La'oila. La'oila is in brackets on the first wide line of Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. The Ki Oila, they're just like Ma'oila to Una Kli, just an Oila, you bring a carbon Oila, you have to have a Kli. Af Kol to Una Kli, all the other Kodshim, you have to have a Kli. Freitimora, what type of kli are you talking about? My kli. Ilayim alechayra, the easy one is the mizrak. Mizrak means that every single time you go and check the carbon, you have to have a mizrak. Mizrak is the vessel, the basin, in which you're mekabel ledam. Oh, so just like the oil requires such a mizrak, such a kli, all the others all to require such a kli. One freitimora. I need to learn that from oila to teach all of the others. The last one on the list is lezevach. The Zevach HaShlamim, which is referring to the Shalmei Tzibur, the Freit Yimara, Ilei Memizrak, B'Shalmei Tzibur, Namik Siv Bohu. There too I already have a Pasuk early on in the Torah that it requires a Mizrak, where, V'ikach Moshe Chatzi Adam V'yosem Ba'agonois. This is talking at the times of Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu took half of the Dami, put into Agonois. Agonois are the Mizrak that we're speaking about. What did he do with it? Part of it he went and he spritzed on Klai Yisrael, and part of it he spritzed on the Mizbeach. So we need to have a Mizrak, we need Agonais. So I don't have to learn it from an oil I already have, by Shalmei Tzibur I have this Pasuk. So Tumor, you're right, Ela the Sakin. I learned from an oil that when you shech the carbon oil, you have to use a Sakin. Now what else would you use? So Rashi says, otherwise I might have thought you can use a Tzur, which is a very sharp rock, or a Kana, or a very sharp reed. For those of you that have any doubts as to whether that would be sharp enough to go and check an animal, if you've ever gotten a paper cut, you say, I can't believe it, that's such thin paper and it makes such a terrible cut. Can you imagine taking a few of those papers, putting them together and putting it on the tzavar of an animal? Could be that it's very, very successful in doing an effective chita. But the Torah says you cannot do paper cuts and you cannot do cuts based on a tzur or on a kana. It's got to be a kli, meaning a sakin. So we learn from that for all other kabbalists. And now the question is, but first I have to know that oila requires a kli. What does it say in the Torah that oila requires a sakin? V'oila gufa min alon. It says, by the akeda, v'yishlach avrom asiyot v'yikach esamacheles lishchoites benoi. Macheles, of course, means a sakin. V'hosam. Oilahu, and that's talking about a carbon oila. How do I know the chsiv? Because after Avram was told by the Malach, no, atishlach yodchel anar, v'tasli ma'uma. So what am I supposed to do? Go and take that seh. And he took there for a little shepsala, v'yaleli oila tachas benoi. Oh, he brought it for an oila, and he used the macheles. It's a simon that you have to have a kli, in other words, a sakin for shechting an oila. So now from that word, l'oila, at the beginning of the pasuk, and I learned that all karbanis have to have such a sakin. Okay.
What about, so anytime we have a kli, we had a makadish, we had to part with it.
We're talking only about behemoth. Continue on.
No, but we had to, anything brought into the Mikdash, we had to sanctify it. We had to have a
kli. Yes, absolutely. You have to have a kli sharis.
Kli sharis.
Right.
So what are we asking here for?
Maybe I don't have to have that every kli that be used has to be a kli sharis. Maybe only the Mizrak has to be a kli sharis. And how do I know that the sakin? Sakin, after all, is, you know, it's really for utility, so to speak, to go and effect the shechita. It's not makabel anything. So maybe you don't need that should be or maybe you don't need a kli sharis at all. For that part of the avoida, you're going to go and use a tzur or a kana. Are you worried about that the carbon doesn't have a kedusha from a kli sharis? First of all, you have the dam that goes into the kli sharis. Number two, the major concern about a kli sharis of imparting kedusha is only things which are not behemis and not oifis. Why? Because by behemis and oifis, they have a kedusha as soon as the yid says, harizeh oila, harizeh chatas, harizeh shlamim, then it already gets a kedusha. Mincha, however, if you go and say harizeh mincha, that's gunish vet. You have to go and put it into the Kli Shaaretz. The Kli Shaaretz is what makes the Mincha into holy flour, so to speak. And then even after the Kmitz, you have to put into a second Kli Shaaretz. And then remember we spoke on Erev Shabbos, about even if you had a Shtei Lechem and a Lechem upon him, where you didn't put the flour into a Kli Shaaretz, because it was already, the dough was already processed before, not baked, but processed before you got it into the Beis HaMikdash. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, where did you bake it? In the oven inside the Azara. Oh, that oven was a Kli Shaaretz. So you need by the Minochis. Same thing would be the Gabi Nisachim. Nisachim, you'd also have to go make them holy. You go and pour that into one of the Midois Halach, and then you use that afterwards to go and pour, and you put it then into a Kli Halach, and then you pour that onto the Mizbech. So then you have to have a receptacle, a Kli Shaaretz. But not on a Behemah, you don't need it. So therefore it was Kodesh from the first moment. In fact, by Kodesh Kodesh, even a Din of Me'ilah, even before you enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So, how do I know that you cannot go and use a tzor and a kana? Kamash walon from this pasuk v'ikachasamachelus. You have to have a sakin. Now the continues in Marcus. And now I took care of oila. Now we get to mincha. What do we learn from mincha? Mincha ma mincha in nechelus ella lezichrei kuna. Afkolin in nechol lezichrei kuna. By mincha it says it has to be kol zochab kehanim, nobody else. So therefore I learned from that all other kodshei kudishim and has to be davke lezichrei kuna. Now there are only other three. There are only three other Kodshei Kodeshim to which this would apply. What would those be?
Chatas, Asham, and Shami Tzibur.
And the Asham and Shami Tzibur, which you bring only once a year on Shavuos. Why not an Oila?
Well, let's call Kolo, the Basar.
Because you don't eat it anyway. Beautiful. Gevaldik. So therefore, the only three that we're concerned about that we're being marbe as a result of Mincha is those three Kabbalas. Frey Timura, Mahi, what are we trying to be marba? Ichatz v'yoshem v'hediktivu shetu b'feirish, kol zohar b'kehanem yechlenu. And Oibazoi, so I already have a pasuk that tells you that it has to be dafka zichrei kuna. That being the case, what do I need the mincha to teach us that? V'yishal mitzibur, oh, that's the third one. That's the one we bring on Shavuos. Rebuda Karol, Asi, I have that from a Rebbe of a pasuk. What's the Rebbe of the Pasuk? Shein Pasuk, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu, Kol Zohar Yoichel Oisai, Kodesh Yelach. What is that Pasuk talking about? It's not talking about the Shalom Beitzibur, but the extra words at the end of the Pasuk. It said, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu, Kol Zohar Yoichel Oisai, Kodesh Yelach, says Rashi, when the extra words Yelach comes to include even these special Shalom Beitzibur, that what? Kol Zohar Yoichel Oisai, Limra Shalom Beitzibur, Shein Necholun El Zichrei Kuhuna. So come to Chois yet, I now know Chatzus v'Yoshim from a Befeidish Pasuk, Befeidish Psukim, Kol Zochar B'Kehanim Yochem, and I have now the din of Shalmi Tzibur from a Limud. It doesn't specifically there talk about Shalmi Tzibur, but they have the extra words at the end of the Pasuk of Kodesh Yalach. Yalach comes to be Marbe, the Shalmi Tzibur. So that being the case, I don't need to learn now from Mincha. So Timur, you're right. Tanoi, it's a fact of Machloikis Tanoim, where you learn this from. Where you learn it, whether you learn it from the pasuk that we just quoted, B'Kodesh Kadoshim Techlenu, or whether we learn it from this pasuk of Zaysatur La'ilav La Mincha, that Mincha. That Loshon Gemara sounded like it wasn't a Tanoim, it sounded like Shmuel Mishum Rablaza. Zaytzecho said Shmuel is really quoting a Brisa. So, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Machlekes Tanoim. Anyway, Tanoi, Ikanafka Lemihacha, Ikanafka Lemihacha, Machlek. Everybody agrees to the din that the korban shalmi tzibur can only be eaten by zichrei kahuna. How do I know? It doesn't say befeirish. I learned from one of these two drushes, either from this pasuk that I learned it from the korban mincha, or I go and learn it from the kodesh kodashim teichlenu, etc. On to the next. Vikanavk lemihach. Chatas. Oh, that's why we brought this whole Zoyis Toyris in the first place, to go and tell us, ma chatas miskadesh bibalua. Not really miskadesh, it's mikadesh bibalua. Just like a chatas can infuse whatever touches it with a blia to make it in, and something which is boilea from the chatas, that it has the chumrah of the chatas. What would the chumrah of the chatas be like we spoke about before? Only zichrei kahuna, only in the kodesh kadoshim, if it was a shlamim, only yom v'layla, etc. Machatas kadesh bibalua, afkol, all the other kodeshim are mikadeshim bibalua. So with this, we have now addressed our issue. The Gemara asked, Ashkan Chatos, which is Mekadesh Belua, Shar Kodshimin, hold on. Oh, from this drush of the Chatos. Very good. We're going to see in another few lines, another drush of Rabbi Kiva. He's going to learn it from Mincha. We'll get to that in Mietz Hashem shortly. So this is basically what we're up to for today, and we're continuing right to the pasuk Asham Ma'asham Ein Shvir V'Shilya Kadosh Boy. I've called Ein Shvir V'Shilya Kadosh Boy. What does this mean? Inside every Nekeva animal that became pregnant, inside that animal it has a Shvir Metashilya. If it's pregnant, Shvir means the fetus. And the shilya is the amniotic sac that has the amniotic fluid in it. Okay, now what happens if this animal is already fairly close to labor and to giving birth? So it already has within it the makings of a future animal, and that future animal itself has in it various chalovim, which if it was a full-grown animal, you would go and put that as part of the emurin on the mizbeach. So the Gemara tells us, just like by an oshem, we never go and say, try to extract from the fetus its emurin. In other words, what you're going to do, I know you're going to, please don't get upset, I know, you know. The Met Hashem, when you go and shecht the oshem, and then you're going to open it up, and you say, hey, take a look. We have over here a little baby fetus, mazel tov. And we open it up, and we see over there emurin. Maybe we should add those emurin of the fetus to the emurin of the oshem generally. Says Imar, no, just like by oshem, we do not do that. Afkol ein shvir v'shilya kodesh boy. Any korban that you find that there is a fetus inside, in which there is emurin, do not extract the emurin to put on the mizbeach. Now this drasha is a very difficult drasha, and the reason is because an oshem is always a
zachar.
It's not a negeva.
It's not transgender.
So since it's a zachar, of course its fetus is not going to be used to go and feed new emurin to the mizbeach. So nishdaka fetus inside an oshem. Says the Gemara, number one, kasava v'lod is kodshim b'aviyosin hein kidoshim, meaning that this brisa holds that a v'lad kodeshim, they do not get their kedusha in utero, only after they are born. And Rashi brings the posse because it says you, and you comes to tell us, rakodeshecha, asheyu l'cho unedurecha, asheyu l'cho means mishas havaya ve'elach. Havaya means that there has an existence in this world, as opposed to in utero, where it doesn't have an existence yet. So that's number one. That's the reason why the Shvir and Shilya do not have sufficient Kedusha to warrant using their Chalovim as Aymerin to put on top of the Mizbeach. But even more importantly for our purposes, V'dan Efsher Mishi E Efsher, this Mandiyama holds, that you can go and learn Halachis of Efsher, meaning Nekeva animals, where it's shayach to have a Shvir B'Shilya, from a case of an Oshem, which is a Zachar, which is E Efsher. Not always do we follow that. Often the Gemara says, Ein Don an Efsher Mishi E Efsher. The reason why by an Oshem we don't extract the Emerin from the fetus is because an Oshem doesn't have a fetus. Why doesn't it? Because every Oshem is always a Zachar. But this man Yama said, no! What did you say before? Nish geferlich. This is a zocher. We can learn the kavis from a zocher, that you don't go and extract the emerin from the fetus to put on the mizbeach, where there in fact is a fetus, because the animal that you shechted turned out to be an animal and the keva that had in it a little fetus. Okay. Continuing the Moravita. So far we've covered most of the waterfront. We've gone through oilam, mit mincha, mit techatas, mit techashem, but we still have lemiluim. Miluim, what means miluim? Miluim means those kabbanis that were brought b'shivas yemei miluim prior to the final inauguration of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the times of the Midbar. Okay, says Yimar, ma miluim, moisreyen b'sreifa, vein balichayim b'moisreyen, afkol moisreyen b'sreifa, vein balichayim b'moisreyen. We normally think of noiser as any carbon which is left over beyond the zman achila. Your typical carbon is the yom v'layla. Yom v'layla normally ends in the morning at Amud HaShachar. However, because with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, first Mishnah in Shas, tells us chamida archaka harchik min aveira. Not only should you not learn Krishma until Amud HaShachar, you should learn Krishma until Chatzos. Same thing is, you should only eat the kabbanis until Chatzos. Fine. But what happens if you didn't eat it till Chatzos, or you didn't eat it the whole night, and now it's the next morning, it becomes noiser. What do you do, noiser? Noiser, unfortunately, you have to go and burn. Loisisir mena boiker. But noiser mena boiker, but eish tisreif. Fine, that's a din of moiser. Now, there's also a concept of moiser by Lebedik of animals. Lebedik means alive, animals which are alive. So you're wondering to yourself, how can you have moiser by animals which are alive? Obviously, you can't start eating the animal if it's alive. And therefore, you can't have noiser. No, no, there's a different type of noiser. In fact, the Gemara usually quotes it moiser kachim, just to distinguish between noiser and moiser. In fact, the Gemara here too uses the expression moiser rehen, but it uses it both bisreifa, where there that's the real noiser. In balachayim, moisrehen, that's how the Gemara typically refers to it as moiser, moiser hakachim. How would you have moiser hakachim? So Rashi gives two examples. The simple example is if you have a private individual that had a karban, and how did he have that karban? Because he was makdish, one of his animals, to be a lemoshal karban shlamim, and he takes that karban shlamim to the base of Mikdash, and en route, unfortunately, the shlamim macht a pleita. It ran away. And it was a case of a neder, not of a nedova, so he has to replace the shlamim with another animal. So he taka replaced it, he brought it, mazel tov, fine, good. On the way home, the first lum says, ha, 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 you see, now I made a plata. I'm still alive, and I'm here. So now what happens to that original animal after that? That original animal is kodesh, because he was makdish the first time. You can't go and transfer, even if the two would be present, one next to the other, you can't transfer the kedusha to take away the original. Yeah, you can go make a tmura that the second one should become kodesh as well, but that doesn't remove the kedusha from the first animal. So what happens to that animal?
Depends.
Okay, so before we get to the defense. So that's example number one. Example number two, says Rashi, what happens if you have a private individual? He's a little bit nervous. He already had last time the shlomim ran away. So what does he do? He takes two animals and he makes them both shlomim. And he says, just in case the first one runs away or the first one develops some more. But maybe when I bring it to the base of Midrash, the Kohen will look at it and say, hey, you didn't look carefully in the eyes, otherwise you'd have seen that there is a toik shaba'ayin, there's some sort of cataract. Or you didn't look clearly at the lips, otherwise you'd have seen that there's a slit there in the lips. Oh, yeah, what am I supposed to do? You can't bring this for a karm. Good news, I brought a second one, a backup option. A spare. So then, what happens? Of course, we're going to bring the second one, which is Hashem perfect, no blemishes, gavali. What do we do with the first one? Oh, so the first one now is also what we call a moiser. So I have now two moisrei kachim. What are those two moisrei kachim? We give the example of that the first one was lost and it came back again, or the case of that it was lachrais. Fine. So now this, the Gemara assumes, is shayach when you're talking about yechidim, a yochid who is in charge of his own kabbalah. So one can run away, one can have a problem, that's why he's bringing lachrais. But in the times of the miluim, where you have everybody on guard to make sure everything was perfect and all the rest, so number one, in the Beis Hamikdash itself, when they were Makdash HaKorban, they didn't do Lachrais. I guess they always felt, if worse comes to worse, there'll be a problem with the first Behema. Then they'll take another Behema. After all, they had a Lishkas HaTloim, and otherwise they had other channels and backups to go and get animals. So they didn't have Achrais issues. And apparently, very rarely did it have an animal that ran away. And apparently, they didn't have this in the time of the Miluim. So says Yimar, just like by the Miluim, there were no Bale Chaim ben Moisrayan because there was no case of the Echrais, no case of an Avad. Every korban that had been Makdish was brought on the Mizbeach. It could be another reason why they didn't have to worry about an Avad. A Balaam has to worry about an Avad because he buys the animal in advance and he's Makdish and he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash and that animal can get lost. However, in the Beis Hamikdash, they were only Makdish it when they were in the Beis Hamikdash themselves. We're talking about Korbonos Tzibur. So the Korban Tzibur, presumably right before the Shoichet, right the Shech, we now go and ordain it and infuse it with Kedusha, we call it whatever carbon it was, whether it's an oil or a shlom or a chatas or an osham, you don't have an osham tzibur, whatever. So the bottom line is, they didn't have that concern, b'miluam, about the Bali Chaim, so the Bali Chaim were never chas v'sholem killed or burned or anything like that. However, I might have thought that a yochid, if he has such a private carbon and you have the achrayas and or the case of that it got lost, maybe there should be a din of sreifa or other forms of misa. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, sreifa, that sounds so cruel. Why would you go to Mishnah? I agree with you. However, as you know, we have somewhat of a precedent because when you're talking about a carbon chatos, when the chatos was lost and now the chatos came back again, and after that the Balaam had already gone and had brought that first chatas. In other words, the first one, the replacement one. So what happens now to the one? Okay, so the point is, so more the masit that Allah is not. So, but maybe I would have thought, had there been, by the time of the Miluah, maybe there would have been not a din of noiser, but maybe noiser of labidika animals, maybe they'd also get nisa or kippah or something like that. It's Zok Tiyumara. Ma Miluah Meisraim, Besraim, Vein Balichayim Ben Meisraim. Included in the noiser, you don't have Balichayim. Afkol Meisraim, Besraim, Vein Balichayim Ben Meisraim. Same thing by a private carbon, the noiser of Adib Israifa, like we have every Hilchas noiser, but not the Balachayim, Chasushol, no bin of Moisraim, no din of Misa, or of Misa, or Israif, or anything else. So that's what I learned from Milo. And the final one in the Pasuk is the Shlomim. What's a Shlomim? Shlomim, Faglin, Mispaglin. When you go and do any one of the four Avoidais, as we know, there's a din of Pigul, if you have in mind, Chutzes Mani, Chutzem Koimai. And not only the Shlomi come pickled, but also mispaglum, they cause others to become. This is like a Lashon Hifl, although it's his file, it's like Hifl, it causes others to become pickled as well. What other things? So says Rashi, if you're bringing your typical carbon shlom together with nisachim, so if a person had a bad machshava of pickle on the carbon, b'shas, shchita, kabbalah, whatever, so then that machshava pickle will also attach to the nisachim, that they'll also become pickle. So afkom, mefaglim, mespaglim. So the same thing applies to all other kabbanos. Why does the pasuk focus on the shlomim for that din of the pickle? Because as we know, the din of pickle in the Torah is by shlomim, right? May ochel ye ochel biyoy mashlish lo yirotze pickle year, etc. That's of course talking about a shlomim where you eat it for 2 days. May ochel ye ochel biyoy mashlishi. You have a machshava. Good.
So in the case of Nisachim, Nisachim become pigol, I mean, Nisachim are poured on the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about if someone has an intention to eat from the Zebach Shlomim next week?
Right.
And now it infuses the accompanying Nisachim with
the Halach of pigol.
Halach of pigol. So what happens now? So
what happens to the carbon?
The carbon is pigol.
And what do you do with it?
It's possible to burn it. You can't eat it.
You're going to burn the nisachim as well.
So what do we do with nisachim now? We're not talking about achilas adam. We're talking about achilas mizbeach. We're putting on mizbeach.
Okay.
So we're talking about if a person were to drink from those nisachim illegally.
Right. The chayyim get it in of karis.
Okay. That's my question. Okay. Otherwise it's possible. It's just you pour it into some discreet, respectful way out of the kli and you say you dispose of it.
Okay, that's a very nice way of saying it. If you want to take a look on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Tanya Mehochi, 5 lines before the end of the Perek. Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, do you have that?
Yes.
Tanya Mehochi.
Adam Vashem Menachos, Nisachim.
What was that? What after Menachos? What was the word?
Nisachim.
Nisachim. Oh.
Where are we?
We're on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, right before the new Perek.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 lines before.
Okay.
Tanya Mehochi. Adam Vashem Menachos, Vam Nisachim. Shinit Mud became Tomei. And you gotta burn them. Not easy to go and burn wine, but that's what you gotta do. Bring agam tzeminyan, eim lecho kamayu. Rabbi say, nesachem shenit mo. What do you do? Now the question is, why b'fnei atzmon? Why don't you just go and pour it on the Beis Hadeshin, where you're going to go and take that pigle carbon that
you're burning anyway.
So look at Rashi now 7-8 lines before the end of that Rashi. Let's go back to the beginning of Rashi. Marocha, it's third narrow line. Ala Ritzba on the floor, Bazara. Don't take him outside. These have become Tame in the Azara. Make a Marocha on the floor. Mishim Shenem, Bekoidish, Ba'esh, Tisarif. Go and burn in the other. The pigle, the basar, you're going to go and throw there on the base of Deshin. So pour the wine there too. is sore from the atzma. Why you should taste reif osin nikeres the atzma, that you should be able to go and see that this reif is special. After all, when you pour the liquid, who is this? I don't see any money, I don't see any wine, I don't see any shaman, I don't see any. So if you make a marachal in the atzma, so you dedicate.
A physical question, how do they burn wine?
Probably they had lots and lots of fire, and they poured the wine slowly but surely, and every drop.
It's overwhelming.
You hear it, the fizzling, and you hear the evaporation.
Why are you talking about the nesachim of the yayim? Why the nesachim of the mincha?
The nesachim of the mincha. Would be the same thing. Minchas esachim, same thing.
If you mefagel the mincha, you mefagel the esachim. They go with it.
Right, exactly. So, very good. There's only one question, and that is: here we're talking about the Shalmei Tzibur, right. And the Shalmei Tzibur apparently didn't have a minchas esachim that accompanied it. So, since the pasuk is talking about zevach hashlam, and we're talking about Shalmei Tzibur, so what is the mispaglim now? What is the recipient of the pigol? Since if there's no minchas esachim, so there is a tezayin here in the right. There's a Rashi over here mefaglim. See, it says mefaglim tezayin. Yes. Now that tezayin should take us to either shuni neschoyis, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Tezayin. Do you have tezayin shuni neschoyis?
Yeah.
Oh, sforim achirim mefaglim. What you say?
Lechem.
It's a lechem. Right. If he had a bad machshava of pigel, af alechem mefugel, af kol shabah, the same thing, same aplach. That's what the Gemara said. Not only the kivsi atzeres, but the same thing applies. Af kol shabah, same thing. Okay, dover acher imoy hazevach mefagla kigoyin. Ayil nozir, who toin lechem, and also has two types of lechem. Lechem toida has four types of lechem. Umishemalchi yalav nishlam mishum the ikker pigol behuksid. Why do we talk about mefaglim? Mefaglim by
shlam. Is that in parshat tzav? That's where pigol, whole parshat pigol.
Where else it's tzav? Where else?
Second one in Achrimos.
In Kedushim. When is the long pasuk? The short pasuk. Very good. Long pasuk is talking with derech klal about chutzim mami. The other one's chutzim koymai. Beautiful. You continue on the Gemara. So therefore, the mefaglim is paglim. If it's a regular shlomim, we're talking about the minchas esachim. Good gezak. And if we're talking about the shalmi atzeres, we're talking about takad lechem, which is the shteir lechem. Very good. So this is the conclusion, finally, of the brayse that we started off with yesterday, going through every one of the extra words. Masis etan mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, we have another brayse in the name of Rabbi Kiva, that mincha, ma mincha miskadeshes bebulur, not really miskadesh, but mikadesh bebulur, it's mikadesh, it transfers kedusha to a bulur, in other words, not just from the touching, if they're both cold in the refrigerator,
and
if they're dry. If, however, they happen to be wet, but also happen to be warm, so then one could go and, why would a mincha be wet? Because it's shemen in it, so shemen may still be oozing from it, and you can go, if any of you that doubt that, eat one of these very
juicy
shukaniyot donuts. Many of them, after you finish eating, you have to wash your hands with soap and water, amariku shtifa, because it's all full of oil. Okay, so anyway, so if they happen to be warm donuts and they touch something else, so they can go and, so to speak, mekadesh them. Of course, not donuts, but by kabbonis, then mekadesh bebulah. It's afkol mekadesh bebulah. So now we have two separate limudim. In the previous price, on the second line, we learned from the chatas, and now we're learning from the mincha. What do I need two separate limudim for? Itzrach lemich the mincha, itzrach lemich lef chatas. The ashminim mincha, the ayid derekicha mivla, av chatas emolai. Now, although we're really talking about the transmitter, not the recipient, but the Gemara assumes, presumably, that it'll be matzah minas minai. Where would a mincha touch normally? Another carbon mincha. And if that first carbon mincha, for some reason, l'moshel, became possible be yoytze l'moshel, and now it touched, or pigel, and now it went and touched another carbon mincha, since each one of the menaches are very soft, especially we're not necessarily only talking about flour. It could also be talking about minchas macheshes, minchas machvas, mafetaner.
The pan ones, right.
Exactly, that mafetaner, macheshes, all of those wonderful things. If both of them happen to be warm, and both of them, or at least the initial one, which is possible, is wet, for instance, with shemen, so then it touches the other one is nivla, ayudurikicha, since they're both very soft, it's easy to be boileh. Avachat is a piece of meat. If you've ever
eaten a piece of roast where it wasn't sufficiently cooked. You can chew and chew and chew, and it looks like there's no end in sight. So it's very, very tough. So I would think that maybe it does not have that same capability of transferring the belua. The Ashmin Chatzos Mishum de Korir. A woman Mishum de Korir, Rashi uses a French term, Trish Trish Balaz. Again, we're talking about the recipient, even though we're really referring to the transmitter. The transmitter, since it happens to be a thick piece of meat, and there is shuman, there's a lot of fats in it, and a lot of grease, so that could then enter into another carbon, and not necessarily carbon, even chulin, another type of meat. So therefore, the yashmin and katz is only over there because it transmits more easily. Yeah. Mincha is a kind of a softy. I'm not going to transmit anything. No. So I might think there's no such thing. Then if you have to have both, the chatos and the mincha, the both of them, if they become whatever, basil or whatever, then they can go and infuse others with that same status. This is that. So we took care of mincha according to this price b'shem Rabbi Kiva. What do we do with chatos? Chatos machatos in a bo'el min achulim. Ubiyoin, ubiyoda yemonis, afkol, eina bo, ella, minachulin, ubiyoda, biyoda yemonis. So all three of these halachas apply to chatzos, and we're going to transmit or transfer these halachas to three other things as well. So what is that? Machatzos eina bo, ella, minachulin, meaning that you bring a korban machatzos, you cannot use master sheni money to go and buy a chatzos. So the same thing applies to the other korbanos. We're not talking about an ishlam. If it's a choiva, then you have to take it back in menachum. But if you want to just go and bring a ishlam as an adova, that's no problem, a carbon toida. But anything which is a choiva, just like a chatos, it has to come from chulin. You cannot go and use mas or sheni money for that. Ubiyon, just like carbon chatos, you have to go and shecht during the day. All other kabbalas, you have to shecht during the day. Now, how do I know that in fact the korban chatos has to be shechted during the day? Says Rashi, I learned from one of the preeminent korbanos chatos throughout the year, which is a par yom kippurim, ki bayoyim azeh yechaper aleichem letayreschem mikol chatos seichem lefnei Hashem titor, oh, ki bayoyim azeh. It's got a din in bayoyim. And also biyode hayimonis. How do you know that it has to be yodei emanis? Because whatever it says in the Torah, etzpa u'kahuna, eini eli yamin, and every time by the korban chatos, since you have to apply the dam at the top of the mizbeach, the four koronos, then as well as even if you're doing the spritzing in front of the paroiches by the chatos pnimius, you always go in metov alakoinis etzboi badam. And the etzpa has to be the right one, because we learned from the metzora where it says yamanis, yamanis, yamanis. Ah, so just like over here, there's a din of yodei emanis, I've called all the other kabbalas, same thing in the Bible, and the Chulim, and the other, it will be Yadi Hayimanis. Frejimar Chatzos mean Nolan. How do I know the first halacha, the Gabe, the Din, it's got to be Menachulin and not from Maaser? I'm a Frizam Krala, Chatzos, Pik of a Harness, a Parachatzos, Asher, Loi, Michel Loi, Veloi Michel Tzibur, Veloi Michel Maaser. It's got to be from his own funds. Okay, so just like that,
how could Aaron have Maaser? He doesn't own land. How can you have Sheni? He doesn't own land. It's not a non-starter for a Kohen.
First of all, you can go and give a present of Maaser Sheni to somebody else. Okay. Number one. And number two, when's the last time an Oshem had within it a fetus?
Okay.
Anyway, continuing on. Now you're telling me Bayoim. So Rashi already told us that. Right? Ki Bayoim is a Yechaper Lechem. Freik Timura. Bayoim, I need to learn that from Karm Chavdus. Bayoim Tzavoy says, B'nei Yisrael, HaKrib is Karbanayim. If you look at Ois number two, third or shalling, this is talking about all kabbanis generally. Oh, so talking about all the kabbanis. So what it says, so that's the makar that it has to be b'yoyim and not b'layla. So I don't need to learn that from chatos. So you know, you're right. Kedi nazba, that was just kind of thrown into the pot, but it really was unnecessary. I don't need to learn that from chatos. They have a separate pasuk. What about b'yodei amonis? That you're learning from Chatzos. Rabbi Mechana, Nafkad Yom Rabbi Mechana, Amr Yishlokish, Kamokiv, Shenema, Etzba, Ukahuna, Eine El Yamin. Wherever it says Etzba or Kahuna, then it has to be Dafka Yad Yamin or Etzba Yamin. So for Eitimara, every single carbon always uses the term Koyin, Havia Koyin, the Nothman of Zoraka Koyin, whatever, it always uses the term of Hikrava Koyin, always Lashon Kahuna. So every other carbon we know already that it has to be Dafka, Beyod Yayimanis. I don't need to learn it from the din of a korban chatos. Zot Yimara, Guess what? You're right. Kedinas, but this was also only thrown in for the mix. This is, of course, a very doichik tikkapshat, because we had altogether three limudim, and we're saying one limud is the ikka that I'm learning. What was the ikka limud that I'm learning? That it has to be mishaloy and not from maizer. And the other two kind of throw it. To go and say that two are the ikka limudim and then one was thrown in, kedinas, but that you find. But one is the only limud, and you bring the other two. This is shver. And therefore the Gemara Taka says, V'ibo yisayma, sovra krib shimini, yom etzba levay kahuna, kahuna baye etzba. We have this machlekes on early in the Masechta. The Reb Shimon says that if the pasuk refers to an etzba, then it does not need to refer to a koyin, and I know we're talking about the etzba yamanos. However, the fact that it says koyin alone, that doesn't do the trick. Even though it says koyin, you still have to throw in etzba. And the other kabbanis, it doesn't say necessarily etzba each time, so therefore I'm learning now from a karmachat, so they're not kedinas, but I can learn from here that we're never talking about using a yad, using an etzba, it's always got to be yodoy re etzba hayamanos. Now, what do I learn from Asha? Ma Asham atzmoisav mutarim, afko atzmoisav mutarim. Just like Karan Asham, you can go and use the atzmois. What means atzmois? The bones. What are you going to use the bone for?
A flute to handle all sorts of...
Rashi says, lasin men kalim. You want to go and make a handle for a hammer or for an axe or whatever, or a flute or whatever you want to use it for. Yes, you're allowed to go and use the bones. The reason for it is because there's no din of noiser by the bones, because noiser is only no baser. Maybe there would be a difference if you talk about an etzem sheyesh by moyecha that we spoke about yesterday.
Right.
So maybe we only talk about etzem sheyesh by moyecha. Rashi in the Gemara doesn't go into that. But bottom line is, just like you can use those atzamos for choil purposes, you're not worried about noiser. Same thing you can go and use and make kalim for other things as well. As afkol as moyser we turn from the other kabbanis, also you can use the atzam. Amar Rav, pshitali dam chatas lamata. Oh, so now with this we've concluded this entire discussion, which we started off yesterday, about the chatas being the kaddish, anything that it touches, and then how do we know that, and how we know other kabbanis, so we learned it from these psukim. Now Rava starts a brand new inyan, and reminds us that there's a din of kibbutz begadim. Now what's the din of kibbutz begadim? What happens if some blood splatters from the mizrak with his blood, and it falls on somebody's baguette, then you have the din of kibbutz begadim in the mokum kodosh, and you have to use the seventh samba manim, like we learned the other day. And it has to be dafk in order, and you have to go and rab it three times. Yeah, okay, very good. Omer Rava. So Rava comes up with an interesting scenario. This would be typically a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of discussion, as you will see. Omer Rava pshitali, dam chatas lamata bedam oyle lamala toin kibbutz. That for sure. In other words, you have a situation where you had blood that's splattered from chatas. Does the din of kibbutz begadim by blood, does that apply to all karbanas or only to karm chatas?
So it's only dam chatas bovad. We had the end of the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, that's very good. Koyach. So it's yes, bedam bovad.
And it's only blood that is eligible or would have been eligible for hazar.
Yeah, that's a separate. Yeah, that's muscle term. So if you go back to the Mishnah on daf tzadik gimel amud beis, the final line of the Mishnah. Zechoymer bechatas mikotchi kodeshem tzadik gimel amud beis. Rashi says zechoymer a kibbutz koy. We're only talking about kibbutz. We're not talking about marikush tifa. We're not talking about the shvir of the klicheres. That applies to other kabbanis as well.
Right.
When you're talking about the karban, the din of kibbutz begadim, it's only a karban chatas. Okay, very good. So if I have my beged kuna splattered with karban dam from a karban oyla, no din of kibbutz makom kodesh. Avada, I have to machamis, and I can't go and use it this way. It has to be clean. But you don't have to do makom kodesh, and you don't have to do the shivas hamamad. Okay, good.
Give it to the Chinaman.
Give it to the Chinaman. Very good. So now we get to the dam chatas lamata. In other words, the initial blood that spilled or that splattered onto the beged was dam chatas. Oh, since it's dam chatas, you have to go. You can join us if you want to take a seat, make yourself comfortable. We're delighted to have you, such a choshev guest. Take a seat over here.
Oh.
Yeah. But when you see it over here, then you have to help out. So any problems, you have to be ready, willing, and able to help.
I should read the Rashi's.
Okay. So we have at the top of the Amid, Dam Chatzas Lamata. In other words, the initial spot that came, the initial stain, was a stain of Stam Chatzas. So everybody will scream, oh, you keep his begotten base. But before they had a chance to do anything, the Dam Oyle Lamala. On top of that, was splattered another stain from Oyle blood on top of it. Now, of course, you're going to say, yeah, for the Tamtsim. Fine. So maybe only part of that blood that in other words, the original stain had a circumference of an inch, and the new blood that spilled on top of it was only in half an inch. But it didn't spread it. If anything, it was less
than... It concealed it partially.
Good. So now the question is, does it require kibbutz begotten? So the more you're talking kibbutz, it's a chadova pashim.
Right.
Why is it dova pashim?
Because dam chatas inside that fabric. That's trying to get it out makum gutter.
Exactly. Boy Rava, so what's this? That was the pshita of Rava. Now, boy Rava, what happens if dam oila lemata v'dam chatas lemala? You start over the dam oila on the beggar. Does the dam oiler require kibbutz begotten?
No.
And we're assuming, right, and we're assuming the dam chatos didn't spread it, but just stayed on top of it, or maybe even was smaller in circumference than that original dam. The original spot. So the question is, the Rav is now putting us on the spot, and wants to know, what do we do? Does it require kibbutz mokum kodesh or not? Dam chatos lemal. Maybe the din of kibbutz begadim is that it's nageya bebeged, and certainly it's nageya bebeged. It's on top of the beged, but it's not nivla in the beged. How do I know it's not nivla? I do mishum beluhu v'holei bala. It certainly was not nivla in the beged because the beged had full blia as a result of that original dam oila. When you put on now, or when it's splattered on the new dam chatas, the stain didn't get any larger. And the beged didn't get any more balua with any more dam, because the dam basically resided on top and it dried out on top. So the question is, do I have to, in this situation, also do a kibbutz b'makom kodesh, because there was a negia, but there was no balia? And the Torah really is silent about it, because the Torah just simply says that ashayize olea, ashayize ala beged b'makom kodesh. It doesn't say either lashon negia or lashon balua. It just says it spritzed on top of this beggar. So, is the ikra and the gia dikadin, or is it balua dikadin? Ha the pashta, at the end, Rava, going through Hoshas several times, he came up and said, ain't to an kibbutz. In fact, you don't need kibbutz because it's a din of balua, it's not just a din on the surface.
But it says al habeged, and it was on the beged. So we're saying that on the blood on the beged is not on the beged?
Exactly, it's like a chatzitz. In fact, that's the next shikul nimar. Amarava pshitali dam al bigdoy choytzeit. If a person wants to go and toivel his beggar became tamei, and now he wants to go and toivel in the mikveh, make sure that there's no dam, no stains on the beggar, because of the stain, then it's a chatzitz. However, if the beggar belongs to a shoychid or a butcher, where he constantly has dam on his beggar, then ain't a choytzitz. The reason why it's not choytzitz is Rashi, like we just heard from our good chaver Barry, the chatzitza b'kpei detalia. The din of chatzitza always depends on hakpada. Since a butcher regularly has his apron, whatever his clothes are always splattered with blood here, there, and everywhere, so he's not makpid, yeah. You come into the store and, hey, you know, by the way, you have a blood stain. Okay, what do you want to order? I'm telling you, you have a stain. Thank you very much. Do you want to go and order chicken? Right. Do you want to go and order beef? Do you want to go and order pastrami? Tell me what you want to order. Okay. Now, similarly, revav al bida. Revav means a stain of schmaltz. Rashi says, shuman v'chele v'shava. That type of schmaltzy grease type of thing that gets on your beged. No, most people are very, very makpid. There's grease on your beged. You're going to change it. You're going to wash it up. However, if he's in the business of selling type of grease and fats and stuff like that, it happens every day of the week. Same thing applies, by the way, if you have a painter who gets paint on his hands or in his arms or whatever, and he wants to go and teufel. He may even be proud of the fact that he's a painter. This might be free advertising for him, showing him, hey, you have paint. Yeah, I'll paint your apartment for $200 a room or something. Gesundheit. Or if you're talking about a painter that paints a beautiful painting, so his middle name is Rembrandt or whatever his name is, and he has paint on his fingers or whatever, you know, so he's proud of it. So again, no problem.
Bezalel. Same thing. His name is Bezalel.
Bezalel, okay. Mm-hmm. Bezalel Rembrandt, fine.
No, Bezalel, the great architect.
Okay, good.
The craftsman,
good. Anyway, Boy Rava. So Rava asked a very interesting shala. What happens if you have dam urevav al bigdoy mahu? What happens if he has both of them, the dam and the revav? Now, im tabachu, so freitimara, I don't understand the shala of Rav. Im tabachu, if he happens to be a shoicher or a butcher, fine, he doesn't care about the dam. Isn't he concerned about the shmaltz? The person that sells shmaltz, shouldn't he be embarrassed by the fact that there's a blood stain on it? So it's quite, what's the shayla? Oh, leitrich in the oven, he's both in the butcher business and in the selling schmaltz business. I'm surprised that a butcher wouldn't have rabab anyway. So, yeah, exactly. Hopefully, a master of all. Anyway, the oven, so Zokti Mora, what's the shayla? Achado leikop, but he's not makbet on one. But Tarti kop, probably he's makbet on two stains at the same time. Both a blood stain and a schmaltz stain. Come on. Oi, dil matarti, not a leikop.
Stains like a stain, he doesn't care.
Exactly, since some of the time he's selling the meat, he gets a blood stain. Sometimes he's doing the revav, sometimes he's doing both at the same time, so he gets stained, not a leikop. Teiko tishbi ataritz mechem liyo novi will come, and he will be matart. Okay. Now, before we begin the new parak, just to go and bring up a very simple shaila, which I don't know whether your Maggid Shir spoke it out yesterday or not. We talked about in the Mishnah that what happens if you go back to Tzadik Zayin Umid Aleph, Bishul Bei Kodshim V'chulin, you had the same pot, a kli matches, for instance, that you went and cooked in it, both kachim and chulim. Oy kachim kudish for kachim kalim. And yesh ben nois and tam, if there's an asinus tam from one to the other, haria kalim necholim kechamurim shebohen, then the kal gets the status of the chomer because it was boilea, the asinus tam. Okay, so now some gemoras leave out the word shebohen. They just have haria kalim necholim kechamurim. You don't have to say kechamurim shebohen, because I understand which one is the chomer. If you're talking about kachim and chulim, obviously the kachim is more chomer. If you're talking about kachim kudishim and kachim kalim, obviously the kachim kudishim is more chomer than the kachim kalim. So let's think about that second case. Is it always that the chomer is going to be the kachim kudishim and infusing into the kachim kalim, or could there be a reverse case?
Well, if you have a chatas on a...
One second. Yeah. Where will we have the chamurim infusing into the kalim? If you're talking about a chattis with a shlamim lemoshul, the chattis is only nechal to by whom?
By
zichekun and shlamim can be eaten by anybody. That's one chumrah. Chumrah number two is where can you eat the chattis only in the azara? Where can you eat the shlamim?
All
ears. It gets an asinus tam from the chattis into the shlamim. Oh, you're in trouble. Make sure it's only eaten by zichekun and it's only in the azara. Final chilik would be, since the korban chatzis is how many days can you eat it?
Yom v'layla.
How many days can you go and eat a shlomish? Shnei yom v'layla. You can only eat yom v'layla. So lachoyda, that's the kalim arnechal kechomer shebehen. But it's a shebehen. So the mafoshim of medayik, that sometimes it could be a reverse situation, that the shlomim is infusing the chatzis with a chomra. What is that?
Then, if the chatas is on the second day of the shlomim's time limit, so the shlomim's window of permissibility is shorter than the chatas.
Beautiful. So what happens if you brought, for instance, today is Sunday, and today you brought a carbon shlomim, you can eat it the entire day today, and tonight, and the entire day tomorrow, until Mincha Maariv time. Good. Now what happens if tomorrow, on Monday, the person brings a carbon chatas? How long can he eat that karma chatas? So lechatchila until chatzos, but the even minatoy he can eat until the whole night. Ooh, but what happens if the chatas and the shlam get mixed together in the same pot, and the shlam gives a tam into the chatas? You can no longer eat the chatas the whole night or until chatzos. You can only eat it at the cutoff time would be shkia. So that's why the Mishnah says chamish behem. You can have sometimes at the kal. Causes a chumra for the chomor, that the shlom gives a chumra into the chatas. This chatas can no longer eat a ganze nacht or until chatas. Only until shkia, zok the Mishnah, hadn't looked up chatas, we start a brand new perek. Tvul yom mechus kippurim, einam cholkin bekodshim lechol li erev. We had this halacha many times throughout Shas, but here is where it's codified in the Mishnah. Tvul yom, we all know, means a person who was tamei, who went to the mikvah, and he's just waiting for Herev Shemesh, he's waiting for Tzeis HaKachovim, and after that he'll be able to go and participate fully with everybody else. He's only a temporary Tvul yom. He toivled, he's just waiting until the end of the day. Mechus HaKippurim is a little bit more complicated. Mechus HaKippurim is an individual. There are only four that are called Mechus HaKippurim altogether. We have a Zov and a Zova. We have a Yoledes, and we have a Metzoyrim. That those four people, even after they've done
all the other preparations to become tahar, including toivling in a mikvah, and sometimes if you talk about a mitzvah, the moshel, you also have to have tiglachas. All of those things were accomplished beautifully. However, they cannot yet fully be reinstated into kohol until they bring their karbonis. Each one of them has different karbonis, the zav, the zava, the aledis, and the mitzvah. But after they bring their karbonis, then they become fully fledged back into Klai Yisrael. So what happens if you have a person who is a Mechusik Kippurim, the Azava, your Yeledis and your Mitzoyra, and it happens to be during the day, and you want to go and eat Kabonis at night, L'moshel, if it was on Erev Pesach, you want to go and be able to eat it at night, you can't go and eat Kabonis at night, even though, what, at night it'll already be the next day, well, why can't I go and eat? That do state in the Mishnah. The Tvulyon and the Mechusik Kippurim, Einan Cholkin, Vekotchim, Lecholer. Of course, now they can't because they're still Tomei. Not a major Tomei, but at least a degree of Tomei, the degree of Tomei of Tvulyon, Mechusik Kippurim. So how come they can't eat at night? At night, at Tvulyon, it'll be Harav Shemesh. Mechusik Kippurim already have brought all his Kabonis. Midrabban, a Mechusik Kippurim also has to go to the mikveh. So he also will have his or her a Harav Shemesh. So what's the problem? They have to be Roy L'Achila now at the time of the Hakrava. The fact that they will be Roy L'Achila in a few hours from now, health Mishra Boisai, it doesn't help. You have to be at the time of the Hakrava. At the time of the Hakrava, it's Yom Chuzi Yipurim. And in Cholkim B'Kodshim, Lechol Erev, that night he will not be able to go and participate in eating any kodshim that will be able tomorrow, but not tonight.
You always have the case, Erev Pesach, someone's getting Hazar Shvi, and we say, well, so you get Hazar Shvi, and then we'll have the Korban Pesach, will be counted in the Chavura.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this contradict this Mishnah?
I don't think you can go and have that night. We have to look back in Sochem to review that again. But getting back to our Mishnah, maybe you'll have more and more about it.
Okay.
But as a general rule, to a Yom
Chuzi Yipurim, you can't eat it now, you can't eat it night.
Exactly. Now, the same thing applies to an Oinon. And Oinon is Noigea. Noigea means he's allowed to touch a carbon as long as he didn't become Tomei. Let's step back. What's an Oinon? Oinon means a very close family member, Nebuch, unfortunately passed away. And therefore, Min HaTorah, that full day, he has a status of an Oinon, and he has Hilchos Aninus. One of the Hilchos Aninus is that he's not allowed to go and eat from a korban at that time. Now, often an oinin is ulta tamei because he was in the same chapel with the mess, or he was in the same oil mess when the close family member passed away, or he touched the orain, whatever the reason is. But if an oinin, in fact, did not become tamei, then he's not yet. He's allowed to go and touch kochim. It doesn't become tamei just because he's an oinin. However, in a makrav, he can't bring a carbon. There's only one exception to the rule. Who can go and be makrav carbon? The Kohen Gadol, because it says in the pasuk, don't leave the Mizbeach, right? Anyway, ve'ein echoylik lechol erev, and he does not get a chaylik to go and eat that night. In other words, he cannot eat and he can't get a chaylik to eat. Even after he becomes tohar, he's still stuck, just like we had the case before. Now, Bali Mumin, what's Bali Mumin? Bein Bali Mumin, oivren bein Bali Mumin kvuim, if at the time the kohen happens to be a Bali Mumin, even though this is only a temporary mum, but he broke a leg or something. It's going to take another 6 months until it fully heals. But it'll heal. But in the meantime, he's a bal mum. Or it could be chas v'shalom, a permanent mum. So bein mali mum, oyrim bein mali mum, kvuin, cholkin v'oichlin. They do get a chelek and they can eat from the carton. Avalei makriv chas v'shalom, then I'll let it be makriv. How do we know all this? Me'etchim l'gmor will bring many, many psukim that we have in Sefer Vayikra that address these issues. That they cannot be makriv, he's a bal mum, but he's allowed to get a cheiros. It's not only that oichlin, if he happens to be a member of that Beis Av, and for instance they have 100 people in the Beis Av, one of those people unfortunately is a bal mum, so they're going to divide up all of the kabbonis that day. Everybody gets 1% to 100, 1 out of 100, he'll also get a chelik. It's not as if he's going to have to come to the door and knock and say, please, could you give me a chelik since I wasn't able to be makrib? I don't get a chelik. No. Cholkin v'ochlin. They get a chelik and they can go and eat, even though they were disqualified during the day. Now, the Mishnah then says, toich kedei dibur,
right.
Very strange. Because she'ein roil avoida, if he can't do avoida, ain't a chelik v'basa, he doesn't get a chelik.
But Mum can't do avoida, so
it's a steer him in Ayuvay. So it's not my kasha, it's not your kasha, it's Rashi's kasha. If you look at Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi's here in the new parak, Kosh Ein Roi La'Avoida, Gemara Parach,
Vari Balmum. We just said a moment ago, Balmum cannot be makriv. He's not really avoida, and he gets a chayle. What's going on? So Mirchum, we have to wait for Nima. V'chol she'en loy b'basa, in loy b'oirais. Whoever doesn't get a chelik in the basar doesn't get a chelik in the oiris. By all the country kudishim, the kehanim split up the oiris. Of course, by the oila they didn't get any basar at all, but nevertheless they got the oiris of the oilois. And the same thing is the chatzos, the yoshim, and the shalmi tzibur. They all got the oiris, even though a mincha is also a carbon, is also a kachi kudishim, but mincha they didn't get the oiris. They probably all you realize why there are no oiris by a carbon mincha. There's no skin in the game. Where's Shelly? There's no skin. That's where no oiris. However, if they're eating a carbon chatos, eating carbon ashav, they don't get the skin. So kosher. Ain't like a buzzer, ain't like a buzzer. Now, which kabonis don't you get the oiris?
The kachim kalim
that goes to the bottom.
Right, that's why they would walk the animal through the water to loosen the skin and make it better to
beautiful. Spin it. Anyway, so our Mishnah says, V'chosh inlay b'basar, whoever's not entitled to get a chedek in the basar, l'musha, we start off at Tfal Yom Chosikiporim, they don't get a chedek in the basar, they don't get a chedek in the oiris, even though you don't eat oiris, same halacha applies. Now, Philip Tomei b'shas is rikas dam, v'tohar b'shas hektar chalovim, ain't a chodik b'basar. What happens when a person is tam b'shas rikas adam? Rikas adam has to be done before when?
Shkia
time. So the person is a tful yoy, so he's now gesundheit. He's temporarily tamay at the time of rikas adam at 4 o'clock when they're doing this rikas adam before shkia. The Torah b'shas, when can you do hektar chalovim?
Kol
alayla.
First mishnah brachas.
Exactly. So what happens now? They're doing the hektar chalovim at 7 o'clock. By that time, the person gesundheit. By that time, the person has already become tahar. Because let's say Seisuk Chavim was the mashal 6 o'clock, and they're doing the Hekta Chalav at 7 o'clock, so Seisuk Chavim is already passed. So now he's already tohar. So I would think that he should be able to go and eat now from the kachin. And the Chalav does not get a chedek. Shneim says the pasuk, Hamakrav is dam hashlam, the one that's makrav the dam. V'yasachel b'nehar, that means the aimur and the Hekta Chalavim. Lo yisiyah sheikah yom lemanis. It's got to be someone who is gesundheit. Qualified to makrev the dam hashlam and qualified to go and do the ayman anam is beyach, and since during the time of bringing the carbon he was not qualified, even though the physical hektar chalom evarim only doing now tonight 7, 8 o'clock 9 o'clock at night and he's already tohar, says our mishnah, that's the chiddush of the mishnah at the end, even though he was tam b'shas rikas adam, but he was tohar b'shas hektar chalom, still is ainei choleg b'basar. So now you're going to ask, well, didn't we say that already at the top of the Mishnah for Yom Chosikipurim, Ein Cholkin Bekarchim Lecha Le'erev? Yeah, but there we were talking about a situation where the Hektar Chalavim took place, L'moshel, during the day, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He was not a Bar Achila, he was not a Bar Hakrovanen. So even though now it's Erev, it's now already after Tzeisak Chalavim, that's the reason why he cannot go and get a chelik and he can't go and eat from the kachim. You know why he can't get a chelik and eat from the kachim? Because at the time that they did the Zerika Saddam and the time that they did the Hekta Chalom Ivar, that was all during the day and he was not roy at that time to eat, to do the kachim, to do the hakrava. That's why he doesn't get a chelik at night to eat. But Tolkadai Techamina, the Hekta Chalom that's done at night, when he's already tar, that's the case of the Mishnah, tar b'shas hekhom. The hektar chalom took place at 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and he was already tar at the time of tzeisuk chom, which was already at 6 o'clock. So I would think maybe he's now entitled to go and eat and get a chelik in the basar. Kamaloyim, that's why I have this posse to go and tell you. No, even though at that time he is tar, but you don't look at the time at night. You look at the time of the Hakrovas Hakorban. If at the time of the Hakrova he couldn't do the Hakrova, and he couldn't go and eat at that time, then he can't eat at night, even though the Hektar Chalom Eivorim was done at the time when he was ready to stop over here. Everybody said to me, continue mention tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.